is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
All right, one husband found a way to stop having to give money to his wife. He tried to fake his own death.
Huh.
Yeah, he staged photos of himself laying in a bed with eyes closed and a sheet over his body. Sent him to his wife along with a photo of a funeral. Even got the local news station to report him dying.
Whoa.
Stop it.
Yeah. Then, of course, the media figured out it was a hoax pretty quick.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Well, I'm tired of paying her alimony.
That's right. This is pretty cool. The Eastern Electrics Music Festival went on over the weekend last weekend, and in the middle of it is a big party.
Yeah.
And then off to the side, there's a bunch of toilets, you know, portable toilets, porta potties.
Yeah.
They're all green except for one is blue.
Ew, why?
Because you go in that one, and then it doesn't have a toilet. It has another door, which you go in, and there inside is the exclusive rave party.
Stop.
So here's the guy walking up to the blue porta potty. He gets to open the door, goes inside, then opens this second door, and voila!
That's so cool!
Another party!
It's like the porta potty to Narnia.
Yes!
Yeah, it's crazy. What a cool concept.
It's a portal to partying. I love it.
And the cool thing is this is outdoors, so it's nice and sunny, but you go in the porta potty, and then on the other side, it's dark, like inside it. It's a rave party.
Ooh, that's pretty neat.
Glow sticks and...
Should I Google porta potty party?
I don't know what they call it.
Porta. You might be careful with that.
Let's see.
Yeah,
no, there careful. It is. It pops up.
Ooh. Does it look cool?
It's called a porter potty party.
How's it smell?
I don't know. I don't
Here we go.
Dumb criminals.
Guy in Washington was speeding last month and was fleeing from the cops. Not a good idea. Cops were trying to pull him over. He ran into a bar and swore he wasn't driving the car that was parked outside with the windows rolled down. But when the cops called his cell number, they heard this.
Bad boys. What you gonna do?
Stop.
What you gonna do when they come for you?
Yep.
Bad boys.
His ringtone.
How fitting.
Yeah. He was arrested on the spot.
Of course he was.
28 years old.
Got him.
He's so young.
This is such an incredible story right here.
Give me.
This family was cleaning out their San Diego house, and they started cleaning and cleaning, and then they started putting stuff in bags, throwing it out by the curb. Garbage truck came there in San Diego, picked up the stuff, and just as they're picking the stuff up, the family goes nuts. Oh, my God, we threw out a $30,000 ring. Now, first of all, I don't have him here, so I can't ask him, but how do you accidentally throw out a $30,000 ring? They did, so... They immediately called the San Diego Environmental Services because they're not called waste management or garbage trucks.
No.
It's environmental services.
Yeah, it's California. Everything.
$30,000 ring? How big was it?
I don't know. But
that's a lot for a ring.
San Diego Environmental Services immediately turned on their GPS, followed the truck to its location. They ran to the Miramar landfill. The family met them there, and the sanitation workers got out of the truck as they were informed already through the radio. And in 4 minutes, they found the $30,000 ring.
Of course they did. Was there a reward for it?
That's what I was thinking.
Attach an award to it, then somebody will really look for it.
They cut the ring in half and gave the other half.
And finally, considered one of the top architectural marvels of all time, the Great Wall of China.
Yeah. Dude, those things are really cool. I hear it takes like a year to walk the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like 1 to 3, depending on how long your legs are.
Now, in early August, just about a week and a half ago, the Airbnb folks launched a new contest called Night at the Great Wall, which 4 people and their guests would have a chance to sleep in a custom-designed home set in one of the UNESCO-listed structure towers, which is one of those towers on the Great Wall. You know, so many miles to get a tower.
They have a house in one of them?
They somehow... built an area or did something portable where they could sleep in there. Judging by the photos of the setup provided by Airbnb, the once-in-a-lifetime experience would have been quite spectacular, but they got so much pushback, people saying, oh, you're going to destroy this beautiful wall. By the way, it was a wall built to keep the Mongolians out.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like not a friendly wall.
Now, the wall was originally built in little pieces to keep several invaders out, but then at one point they sealed all the spaces to keep the Mongolians out.
Yeah.
So, so then it was all canceled because of a few people that emailed and were offended.
Well, everybody forgets. It's not a nice wall. It's just a feat of engineering based on how long it is.
Right.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Bummed that the Great Wall of China sleepover contest has been canceled? Don't worry. There's still tons of fun to be had at the Great Wall Action Park, the theme park that's filled with fun Great Wall-related activities, like the Great Wall Hot Dog Eating Contest. See how many hot dogs you can eat while perched on top of the Great Wall.
Mmm, this is delicious. And majestic. Mm.
And the Great Wall three-legged race. You and a friend racing down the entire 5,500 miles of the Great Wall.
Are we almost there?
And you and the kids will love the Great Wall water slide. Trillions of gallons of water stretching the entire length of the Great Wall.
Did you have fun, Timmy?
I sure did, Dad.
Oh, Timmy, you were just 7 years old when you started this ride. Now you're all grown up. Kind of sad.
So have a ball on the Great Wall at the Great Wall Action Park.
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.